In Washington, Democratic senators are calling for a perjury investigation into comments made by the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. The senators claim EPA Chief Stephen Johnson lied to Congress and folded under White House pressure on global warming policy. Late last winter, Johnson testified that he decided on his own to reject a California proposal that would regulate greenhouse gas emissions from cars. That doesn't match more recent testimony delivered by a former global warming specialist at the EPA. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Every now and then, the EPA lets states implement environmental rules that exceed federal standards. But when the state of California asked the EPA for a waiver that would allow it to start regulating carbon dioxide coming out of cars, EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson said no. Last January, Johnson told the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee how he came to that decision. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island says the story went like this.
Administrator Johnson tried very hard to convince us that the California waiver was denied as the result of a process that involved him making a decision that was, to use his words repeatedly, mine and mine alone.
And Johnson said any contact with the White House on the matter was routine. But recently, a former EPA official who worked closely with Johnson told the Senate committee a very different version of that story. According to former EPA global warming specialist Jason Burnett, Johnson was about to say yes to California's request until he checked in with the White House.
The response was that the president had a policy preference for a single standard that would be inconsistent with granting the waiver.
According to Burnett, that's when EPA head Johnson overruled the unanimous recommendation of his staff and denied the waiver request. Now, Senator Whitehouse has asked the U.S. Attorney General to investigate whether Johnson lied when he told his version of the story to the Senate.
To investigate whether the administrator's testimony has broken federal laws against perjury, false statements, or obstruction of congressional proceedings.
White House made this statement at a press conference where he was joined by two of Johnson's most relentless critics from the Democratic Party, Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Barbara Boxer of California. At recent hearings, Boxer charged that EPA Administrator Johnson helped the White House pull the teeth out of a report on potential global warming impacts against the advice of the EPA's own global warming scientists. Former EPA official Jason Burnett told the Senate that one of those teeth was a harsh assessment of public health problems caused by global warming.
Severe heat waves are projected to intensify in magnitude and duration over portions of the U.S. where these events already occur, with likely increases in mortality and morbidity, especially among the elderly, the young, and the frail.
The spokesman for EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson made it clear that he does not expect anything to come of the request for a perjury investigation. EPA spokesman Jonathan Schrader said, "I think Senator Boxer and her colleagues should leave reruns to the sitcoms." Johnson's record at the EPA is one of aggressive protection of environmental standards. Senator Boxer's record is one of press conferences and tirades. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.